podcast is intended for mature audiences. This podcast contains language and
subject matter is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be.
Good morning, Gloucester. I love that song.
I do too. It makes me cry.
I know. Different meaning for you, but kind of the same for my mom. My mom's from San Francisco.
Right. We had that conversation on Thanksgiving.
And that song actually reminds me of my mother. And it's on my CD that I listen to when I make a sauce. So episode 49.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Friday night.
Shocker.
Wow, we are so busy on a Friday night.
Yes,
we got lots to do.
I mean, well, are you going to introduce me?
Do I need an introduction?
Do we?
It's B-Side.
What up?
Tyler filled in for you last time.
Yes.
He did, episode 48.
Did a great job.
Yes, he did.
Not that I needed an introduction, but I mean, I did just come off a seven-day trip, so of course I'm not doing anything on a Friday night because I'm exhausted.
Yeah, exactly. You had fun?
I had a great time. That song, obviously, like, I definitely left my heart and some skin cells in San Francisco. Some DNA. It was all up in there. The weather was absolutely terrible.
It was.
I think only 2 days there was not rain and it being like 43.
Oh, now, that sucks.
I know everyone's like, ooh, 43, because it was 2 degrees this morning. I get that. It's also California. It's not supposed to be 43 in cold monsoon rain.
Right.
But I hear they had a drought, so you're welcome, San Francisco. And actually, they're supposed to get a freezing warning tomorrow night. It's supposed to reach 20 degrees.
Wow.
So, and they also had 2 earthquakes while I was there.
Really? Were they were
I didn't feel them. They were in Humboldt County, where the weed's at. So there was like a earthquake up there, and then an aftershock, and then Hawaii had one. So it was like,
wow.
You know.
Okay.
But yeah.
You were there for, I mean, a full 7 days.
I was
there.
And
that's a good time to, like, be away.
Tuesday to Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Tuesday to Tuesday. I definitely, it wasn't all party and vacation mode for me. I was literally working or helping out a friend of mine.
Yeah.
So she had surgery, and so I had to pretty much do, not necessarily house cleaning, but I had to run errands. I think I went to, like, Trader Joe's maybe 14 times in my week there. We went to Whole Foods a bunch of times, Bed Bath & Beyond, which is interesting because her of all people, I would never expect her to be in Bed Bath & Beyond. But we got ourselves into some trouble almost daily. the second day I was there, we went for pho, and
how's the pho out there?
Oh, it's incredible. This
pho-tastic?
I'm judging you. I'm totally judging you. I mean, that's what I base eating pho here on, is what I know.
There's some things
there
out west that are just better, right?
Yeah.
Pho, and I heard Mexican food.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Although I will say En Fuego's table guac is like money. But yeah, I mean, pho Paris and on Route 1 and Sugar Cane in Peabody are very, very close to make me feel like, oh, comfort food. Oh, my heart is warm. My soul is there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had pho. And so my best friend you know, her and I got ourselves in some trouble. Her wife was like, I left you alone for 6 hours. I was like, and we got matching tattoos. Yay!
I know. That's so what made you think of that? So first of all, can you describe, what is that tattoo and why did you get matching tattoos? I think okay. they're amazing, but I would like to know why and what's behind it.
So what's really interesting is it was actually a struggle for her and I because we were actually softball teammates. We're not exactly sure when we became best friends. But I know when I became, like, when I considered her my best friend, we literally would talk daily and, like, she was always at my house or I was always at her house. We were always partying together and we were always considered the hooligans in any tournament we went to. We were always causing some shit. Vegas. Vegas is our Super Bowl. But one day we were actually driving back from her aunt's house for Thanksgiving and I had said, you know, well, you know, you're like my best friend. She's like, oh, I wouldn't say that. I was like, what? She's like, oh, I wouldn't say, I mean, we're friends, but, and I was like so heartbroken and I'm like, oh, I've never had a friend reject me for best friend status. What is this? I mean, and I've had a handful of people that I can only consider like best friends. I've only got like 2 or 3, you know. And then I have, like, really good friends that I still consider family. So it wasn't until she met her girlfriend at the time, well, now her wife, that she came up to me and she's like, hi, I'm Liz. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I play softball with you. I've known you for 2 years now. She goes, well, you might know that I'm kind of, like, possibly dating Lydia. I'm like, I heard something. Listen, the lesbian rumor train still gets to the heterosexuals. I know. And I'm like, and also she's one of my good friends. But why are you introducing yourself to me? She's like, well, she told me I needed to introduce myself to you because you're an important person in her life and you're her best friend. And I was like,
what? They said best friend.
Oh my God. Wait, did she say that with her mouth? Oh my God. I'm dying. So, you know, so I went out there, and so I actually, what's really kind of crazy is on the flight out there, I was thinking of my other, my other best friend out there, and her best friend have 2 best friend tattoos where they're the little stick people with like the little, you know, like the little telephone with the can and the string.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No one can hear you out there because you walked away because it's obvious. But, so I was thinking about it. I'm just going to talk to myself. You guys don't care about this story. And so that's how I got to my tattoo. Hooray!
Wait, hold on.
Yep, nope, you missed it. You went on in the kitchen. Bye!
Hold on, I
have to
do these eggnog cookies.
I thought your chef had to do them. Because, you know, it's not his first rodeo cooking.
So we wanted the eggnog cookies to come out flat, and they didn't. So, well, if they still taste good,
come
Tyler.
On, Mom, hey. I don't like that style of cookies.
Okay. Well, oh, teenagers. Thank God I don't have any. So, I was thinking on the plane. I was like, you know, I don't think I'll ever, thinking of who are considered my best friends, right. I don't think any of us would ever be at that level of, like, getting matching tattoos like Lena and Tina. And yes, their real names are Lena and Tina. There was a Gina in there too. But so we were at Pho the day after I landed, and she's like, there's a tattoo place right there. I was like, yeah. She's like, I want to go get a tattoo. I'm like, of what? She's like, I don't know. Want to go get like matching best friend tattoos? I'm like,
yes,
universe is talking to me. Yes, let's do this. So then it was like, okay, what are we going to get? And I was like, I want to get like a simple, like little minimalist Golden Gate tattoo for San Francisco.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what am I going to get? And I was like, you can get the fisherman at the wheel, but you can just get the wheel.
Oh.
And she's like, I'm not putting the Gorton's fisherman on my arm. Because I had to show her what it looked like. And I was like, no, I'm not talking
That's
about the
true.
Fisherman.
Right.
I'm just talking
I
about
know,
the wheel.
But still.
And she's like, no, I would want to get the anchor. I'm like, but I'm not your anchor. Your wife is your anchor. I don't want to get myself in trouble. Your wife is your anchor. And she's like, I have no connection to Boston. I have no connection to Gloucester. But she likes to say Gloucester just to see how much boiling point I can get to. And I'm like, knock it off, asshole. So her and I had this discussion and kept going back and forth. She's like, you have connection to here and there. I don't. I'm like, well, that's why you need to come visit me via Viva Fiesta, you know? And
don't get me started.
And she's like, so then she apparently had discovered in her recovery from her surgery, which was the day before Thanksgiving, the Gilmore Girls. She watched all 7 seasons, which have 22 episodes a season.
Stop it.
In the time, in between the day before Thanksgiving and the Tuesday that I arrived.
Stop.
Yes. She was on
that's
the final
some
season.
Aggressive, been watching, son of a bitch.
Well, she's also an insomniac. Like, she was in pain a lot. So, you know, between sleeping, she was watching the Gilmore Girls. So I made a joke. I was like, we should get tattoos like the Gilmore Girls. She goes, Gilmore Girls didn't get a tattoo. I'm like, I know. But I'm like, they do love themselves some coffee. And we love ourselves some coffee. She's like, yes, because that's the first thing I always ask you. You want coffee? I'm like, yes. Besides booze, you're like, do you want coffee? So we started looking up, you know, some designs. And of course, she's so fucking picky.
I would be. You're going to get something on your body?
She needed certain things. So then we went over to the tattoo place and we were like, okay, we want to get matching tattoos. We were those girls that were like, hi, we want tattoos. That's for tattoos. So we told them we want coffee cups and we want the steam. Like, we want it very minimal.
Yes.
But we want the steam to come up from the cup and we want it in a shape of a heart, but only one side.
Right.
So
like
I have...
question mark.
Not like a question mark. Oh, Jesus. Now that's a thought.
You have a question mark on you.
No, that's one side of the heart. She has the other side.
Which looks like a question mark.
Thanks for ruining everything.
Right? So both of you together?
It's a heart.
Like a heart.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's not a question mark.
Well, the one on yours, it looks like it. But you put it together and it's a heart.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's not a question mark.
Okay, no, but... it's shaped as a question mark to make a heart because 2 question marks make a heart.
Right. So now everyone's going to be like, oh, questioning what? What are you questioning? Questioning sexuality? Because that's how this fucking town is.
That's dramatic.
No. Have you met some of the guys we talked to?
No. I mean,
you haven't met them?
I have. All right. I have.
So anyway, that is how that came about.
And I love it, and I think it was perfectly done.
I love that I sent you guys, like you and Christina and a few other people, a photo. And you're like, oh my God, did you burn yourself? And I'm like, why is that the first thing that people thought?
Because you had it wrapped up. It looked like you burned yourself.
And it's likely that I would injure myself like that.
Right.
And then I had said to her, I'm like, okay, so are we telling your wife? She's like, no. I'm like, what? Okay, she's going to see it on us eventually. I went to go pick up her wife and we went grocery shopping because it was like my third time at the grocery store that day. And she's like, oh, can you grab something? And I reached up and she's like, what'd you do to your arm? Oh my God, are you okay? And I'm like, so I got a tattoo today. She's like, first question out of her mouth, did my wife? I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. We got best friend tattoos. Are you mad? Don't be mad. I'm here for 7 more days. And she's like, I left you alone for 6 hours. I'm like, yeah, we're hooligans. What do you want from us? You can't take us anywhere. And then the next day was our crazy winter hat adventure where we decided...
I love that winter hat.
We wore obnoxious winter hats all day in every store we went into. We thought it was the funniest thing on the planet. And she was like...
Well, it was cold enough for winter hats, wasn't it?
No, I was just... I really didn't want to do my hair. So I was just like...
Really cute.
Yeah. So it's a very warm hat. I love it. It's the first time I've actually worn a pom-pom hat. So I'm like...
Oh. I have a Tom Brady pom-pom hat.
Yeah, I don't fall into that kind of wagon. There's so many people with those. And I'm like... Nope.
So how do you like being back?
I'm I'm still coming off the jet lag and the kind of like having that moment where you're like, oh, I'm with my people. I'm with this former life of mine. And then I come back and I'm like,
with your new people and your new life, Bridget. Your new peeps.
Yeah.
What, am I good enough?
I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth.
Shit.
You already made my fucking tattoo worthless, my saying. That's a question mark.
No, I didn't.
It's the same, man. Because I left my heart in San Francisco. She's got it on her left side.
I know. I'm just saying. Two question marks make a heart. But I like how it looks.
And if any of them listen to this, be like, see, I knew you were meant for her. I knew it. That's what they're going to do. Because my friend Annie, we went and had lunch with her. Annie used to joke around. That she's like, when are you two getting together? And I'm like, she's not my type. She's too brown. not that I'm being racist. It's just, she's not a skinny white boy. Sorry. She's not. And she's not a dude. So Annie came to the house and I opened the door. And she's like, so you got a tattoo with someone else's wife. I was like, can't you just say, hi, how are you? I haven't seen you in a year, but no. So, you know, that was the running joke throughout the week. It's like, oh, look, I got a tattoo. So
when it healed really nicely, though. Yeah. My tattoos don't heal that quickly.
I got
quickly.
Some Wolverine skin going on right there. Like, there's a few little shiny pieces, but it doesn't hurt or anything like
right.
that.
Yeah. I guess I'm not original. I have 3 of the 4 of my tattoos are with someone else. I have, so...
It looks like you need some cover-ups.
So, no. Like, the one on my foot is with Erica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one on my thigh is with my sisters.
Uh-huh.
And the one on the side of my wrist is with Rick.
Right.
So, me and Rick.
Yeah. Lena. So, Lena, I went and saw Lena, who you are in love with.
I love Lena.
Yeah. I went out with Lena and Michelle, and we went to this place, and it was definitely a sausage party, and we're like, yes! About time! And she was talking about, she's like, I want best friend tattoos with you. I was like,
What are you gonna get?
So I would actually get my own little stick figure attaching to her string. So she would have her string.
So talking about events that's been happening in the past week or two, but the most recent was Alan Thicke.
Mm-hmm.
Passing, which was a shocker because he was in great shape. He did, I mean, look young. I don't know if it was the Botox and the spray tan, but I mean, for 69, he was looking pretty good. Yeah. So he died.
It also helps he has a very young wife.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Who was his wife?
Her name's Tanya. She's in like her 30s.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
So probably the same age as his son. His other son?
Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do you like Robin Thicke?
I do.
Ew, really?
Yeah.
He's so weird. I don't like
what
him.
What are you talking about?
I don't like
Robin. Have you heard Thicke. His music? That shit's...
I don't know. I'm not a fan. I don't know. We have very... I mean, on the record, we have very
different
tastes
yes.
in guys.
And this is why I am absolutely useless to you when you're like, look at him, isn't he cute? I'm like,
Except the most recent one?
Yes.
You did... You. Oh, that was the first one that you actually said.
The first one I'm like, oh, he's cute versus like, uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the same, and that's fine. Yeah. I mean, I have very
thank God, because if we did, there would be absolute problem. Also, the 3 gentlemen that I have in my head about to pursue here.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Uh-oh.
Bad news.
Uh-oh.
I was like, motherfucker.
Well, I mean, me and all my friends, we kind of have different tastes. I don't have the same, I don't even think I have a taste. I mean, you've seen my variety.
I have, and I've actually fought with one of them. It was great.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
You've seen my variety, and obviously you can see my progression, right? You've seen
I can definitely see you have a type.
But
you have a body type.
Oh, yes. I like, I'm opposite of you.
Yeah.
You like skinny white guys.
I mean,
I'm not
talking like Uncle Mike skinny.
I'm not into skinny.
I'm not talking about Uncle Mike skinny.
That's like
teenage girl skinny right there. That is like teenage Asian girl.
I'm not into, I like pudgy.
Not a word you should use. You just like them.
I like meatier.
There you go. Full figure.
Full figure. That's a man thing. Full figured.
You, why? Why do we have to be gender specific about full figured?
Okay. So the current one that I'm dating.
Yeah.
We'll just call him Mr. E.
Oh boy.
You get it, right? Mr. E.
Yeah.
Got it?
Question mark, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mr. E? Mystery? Mr. Do I have to spell this out for you?
Oh, no, I wasn't sure if that's where you were going.
That's where I was going with it. Okay.
Mr.
E? Okay.
And I got jet lag.
It's actually really funny because, you know, I have nicknames for anyone I've
which is
dated.
Something I told you to do so that everyone can keep track. And
right.
You can keep track later in life.
Right. And this one, I don't have a nickname. I call him by his first name, and I don't have a nickname. So that was
For podcast sake, we'll call him Mr.
Yep,
E.
Yep. So for social media and podcast sake, that
do
is...
Do not hashtag him.
I did hashtag Mr. E today.
Oh, Jesus. I wasn't on Facebook, so I only commented on Joey's little adventure at the brew pub.
Which is happening right now, apparently.
And they're not doing a homie cast. I'm like, yeah, well
you saw, I don't know, you saw that I comments underneath. I'm like, they don't know how to multitask.
And also you're like, I think that's cute that you think they can multitask.
Yeah.
They've done it before, but then I was like, what, no homie cast? And a certain person commented and was like, no homie cast. I'm like, well, it's not like you've done one in 4 months, so why start now?
That's you're right. You're only on, like, what?
Calling you out.
Did they even make them in the 20s yet?
I think they just made it to 20.
Just made it to
September,
20.
September at the brew pub, I believe, was 20.
Oh, yeah, they did do that one. Yeah, I don't listen to the homie cast, but yeah.
Well, there's nothing to listen to.
Well, they haven't done one.
Right, exactly.
Right, exactly. Right. So, and I mean, it's really funny. I talk to Joey a lot, and I'm still just hearing about this little pub crawl thing. Maybe he didn't want the spy to show up, and which is why he didn't talk about it.
I'd rather be here eating eggnog cookies.
Yeah, those are pretty good. Tyler did a very good job with those.
Because, like, going out right now is just not...
It's cold.
Yeah, it's not a thing. And only people that don't have somebody are out right now. It's like, no.
Yes.
No. Or the homies, apparently.
The homies. All the homies around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we're in that season, though. We're in that Christmas season where either people have parties or they have something
season.
To do. Cuffing season?
It's cuffing
season. Yeah, we talked about this in the summer.
Twice.
So would you like, now that we're in cuffing season, Bridget, would you like to elaborate?
Would you like me to explain again? Because I only explained like 4 podcasts ago. Sure.
Yeah, because
cuffing season is for people that literally want to hook up or be in a relationship for the winter. They just need someone to cuddle with until the spring comes around. That is what cuffing season is.
God, I hope I'm not in for cuffing season.
I hope
what I'm in for is
something.
All seasons.
Yes, I would like to actually...
You've been gone for a week and I'm already like, you have no idea like exactly what you've missed. I mean, it's crazy. Crazy. Are you just like, I'm in awe. Are you in awe?
I mean... Listen, I have not put myself out there. I did try to pursue a few things. That is a lie. I did try to pursue some things, and somehow the universe was like, stop what you're doing. Also, Jamie helped with the stop what you're doing. And I was like, okay. And then I got more confirmation after Jamie told me to stop. Then I was like,
right.
Yes, oh my God. Which, that's a crazy fucking story. But, you know.
So what's happening in 2017? Are you going to get back out there, Bridget?
I'm exhausted just thinking about
it. No, Bridget.
Yeah.
No, Bridget. I know. Bridget. It's time. It's time, Bridget.
Well, I went on a date the other day.
In California.
Yeah, it still counts.
No, it doesn't, because you can never be with him, because you live out here.
Still counts.
Fast forward.
I was there.
2017.
Yeah, that's like, you know, that's in a month for me.
Okay. Well, we'll follow up with you again in a month.
Yeah, in a month is when I start my new year. When my birthday, I start my new year. I don't do it on January.
You don't even do January 1st. You do your birthday?
Yeah, and I don't do resolutions. I do goals.
Right, I do too.
I do goals of like things I want to achieve in the year.
Exactly, and that's what I do.
I only missed out on
What'd you miss out on? Because your summer, Bridget, was on point. So what
We won't talk about that until the year in respect. And
yes, because we're going to do a year-end review.
Yes.
Just like Facebook did with everybody.
Special guest to be announced.
Yep. And we're going to do it the week of New Year's.
Yeah.
So this podcast you're listening to right now, if you even got to, you know, we lost Joey.
We lost Joey in the first 2 minutes.
Oh, we lost Joey.
He didn't
Joey
give a
long
shit
time
about
ago.
My trip.
It's no, crazy. He didn't. He's like, oh, Alicia, all you do is just talk about her. I can hear him now.
But Joey, I did have amazing sushi while I was out there.
Yeah, can you talk about that? Because you told me what it was, and I think Joey would be totally on board with this.
I also went to Hubert Keller's Burger Bar in San Francisco. Hubert Keller is a Michelin chef. He is one of the world-renowned chefs.
Wow.
Right up there with Wolfgang Puck and stuff, and Gordon Ramsay. But he has a place called Burger Bar. He has a $65 burger.
Wow.
It's like Kobe beef.
Tyler would have been all over
and
that.
And what was great is that it's in the Macy's building, in Union Square in San Francisco, and it overlooks this massive tree, and there's ice skating and stuff. So we actually got a perfect spot. We sat there, overlooked the tree, which is what I could only ask for. Because, I mean, they also have the Cheesecake Factory up there, but everybody goes to the Cheesecake Factory, so we went to Burger Bar. But I also got a sushi roll called the Lion King, and it's like a baked salmon on top of a California roll.
That's so awesome.
And by the time when it bakes, it caramelizes, and it also caramelizes the rice. And
that sounds amazing.
Good.
Yeah. That sounds so good.
I did eat well. My body is telling me I ate well and I drank very well while I was out there.
Awesome.
I was not on vacation, but I still ate and drank like I was. So it was great.
Yeah. When you go somewhere else as something different, I mean, that's what you're going to do.
And there were certain things where I was like, I need to have pho, and that needs to happen like within a day. that was one of the main things. Sushi wasn't necessarily something on my list, but it wasn't.
But that type of roll is something you know.
It was the first time I'd ever ordered it. I was like, all right, yeah. I see you baked salmon. Let's do this.
That
it was
so good.
Delicious.
Yeah. So while you were gone, we did a podcast with Tyler and I, and apparently you came across with a whole bunch of corrections.
I listened to it while I was stuck on a plane because we had landed an hour early. So I decided to fire up my phone and
all right.
Listen
so
to the
some
podcast.
Of them are honest, you know, mistakes, you know, but go ahead. Go corrections department. Just go with your bad.
So let's talk about the Wahlburgers.
Yeah.
And the Wahlbergs. So Alma Nove is in Hingham.
Yes, you're correct.
Across the street from the original Wahlburgers where they film.
Right.
And Paul runs in between both restaurants daily.
Right. Right.
You also talked about Mark Wahlberg in Patriots Day in the Boston shootings.
That was a miss. My mind wasn't going to the right place.
There were shootings involved, but there was the
bombing
which
marathon
the movie
bombing.
Is,
you're right.
God, I already forget because I snapped those to you, so I didn't even save it.
Those are the two biggest ones.
Yeah. Because you guys went on and on for 5 minutes. I'm like, no! No!
I know, but it's like you say things and you don't realize that you say them and then it's gone and then you keep talking and then it's just, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
So, that was it. It was like, the minute I got off the plane, I was like, corrections department.
I know. But
it's okay.
It was good. You know, I talked about Tyler being a perfect gentleman. Yeah. Which he is going to be. And he's going to cook, and he was not very happy with his eggnog cookies tonight, even though they were very good. That just means he's
passionate about it.
Right, and that's exactly...
They are delicious, though.
Yeah, they are very good. They are very good. Now we're going to backtrack it a couple weeks. Florence Henderson died. Mrs. Brady. So, but she was up there, so this one was probably expected, right?
No, she died of heart failure. She was like...
It was in her 80s.
She was like 81. Yeah. But still, I mean...
You know, better than 69.
Betty White is, you know.
Oh, no, we already talked about this. Tyler's ultimate.
Yes.
Here he is. Tyler loves Betty White.
I'm going to tell you this. Now, granted that 2016 has been a huge dumpster fire for all things political, celebrity, social. Everything huge, just dumb.
Personal. I cannot wait until. Did I just not even tell you
for the perspective
until 2016 is like over?
I'm
like,
pretty no.
I've had like everyone's been on my journey, literally all of 2016, and everyone has heard pretty much everything for all of 2016, and the fact that it's almost over. I'm literally I can't.
For you personally, so.
For personally, but in the world. I mean, the world. Well, let's break up here.
We're going to wait.
I know. I can't even wait.
Executive producer, start writing.
We got to stop.
Start writing this stuff down. We're talking over each other, which is not what we do on this.
But they do on the homie cast.
Well, they haven't done things in forever, so it's all right. Are you drinking milk?
Eggnog. He's having eggnog with his eggnog cookies.
Oh my god. Yeah, thanks for offering, perfect gentleman. So anyway.
Do a podcast.
Oh, touche, sir. Touche. So anyway, 2016 being a huge dumpster fire, I'm predicting that 2017 is just going to be a larger dumpster fire, if we're alive. Just saying it now. Because China just took on one of our unmanned naval ships. Just saying.
I'm just saying.
So anyway, there's been a lot of celebrities that passed away this year.
Yeah.
And I've constantly thought about it, and I'm like, is it that we're getting older, that they're getting older, and that it's now coming? Like, there's certain people though, like, you know, David Bowie having cancer, not telling anybody. Alan Rickman, who. I just discovered in Die Hard, ridiculously. Like, I was like, why am I attracted to that? That is so weird, Hans Gruber. I've never seen Die Hard before. It is a Christmas movie. I'm putting it out there.
That's weird.
They have Christmas music. They talk about Christmas. They have Christmas decorations. They are
so a Christmas movie. Okay.
Yes. They don't talk about Santa, but neither did Love Actually, and everyone considers Love Actually a Christmas movie. Point. But yes, that is going, if I decide to join the dating forces again, that is going to be my tagline. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. End debate. I'm ending it.
Mic drop. Beep.
By the way, did you like my Christmas card?
Love it. So, I only got 3 Christmas cards this year.
What?
One being you.
And I hand delivered that.
Two being my sister, and the third one today being Kyle.
Aww.
So my only Christmas cards are 2 of my single friends, and then my sister.
And what's funny enough is your 2 single friends, pictures of your dog, their dogs. Oh, I really like that.
And the thing is that as your kids get older, they don't do Christmas cards anymore. Mm-hmm. So all of my friends that have kids my age, honestly, they don't do Christmas cards.
Yeah.
So that's why that's what's happened. So my friends and kind of, you know, it's died out.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about doing a Christmas card with my kids this year, but they were like, Talia was like, no, not unless we do a photo shoot. I'm like, okay. And I was also thinking if I did one of those, then I would do a New Year's card, but maybe next year, not too sure. But that's what happened. So literally every single one of my friends, all their kids are older. They didn't do them this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have all their older photos in there if I wanted to put them up and just make it look more festive. My house isn't exactly the most festive this year. Because the I'm lights...
pretty confident that Christmas threw up in your house.
No. So those lights on my tree are actually the lights that I use to light up my banister because the lights on my tree went out. So when we went to go test them this year, they were done.
Yeah.
So I had to throw them out. So I decided to just go ahead and throw them out. They worked perfectly though. Well, here's a problem. Not problem, but made great is that now that I have red and white lights, Talia and Tyler, we have so many ornaments and color schemes. The children went and decorated the tree around red and gold.
Yeah.
So that's why it looks amazing.
I decorated three trees while I was out there.
Whose?
So Lydia and Liz had me help decorate their tree.
Yeah.
Which Lydia pretty much, I think she made dinner and Liz and I did the Christmas lights and then did the ornaments. And then I went to my girl Jay's house and my niece Maddie wanted me to help decorate their big tree. And then she also had a little fiber optic tree in her bedroom.
Oh.
And she wanted me to help with the little mini ornaments. So there was that. So I decorated like four trees in the last 2.5 weeks.
Well, it's so funny because mystery.
Yeah.
He put that, my tree is the third one he put up.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I put up my own tree at home and it's literally covered in all of just my ornaments because my brother obviously has his ornaments at his house.
Right, right.
But they're
all. Do you have a real tree?
Nope. We used to have a real tree, but with my mom's hip and my back, it was just, we couldn't keep up. Like last year, we were still sore and recovering. So she got a pre-lighted Christmas tree at Kmart for like $10.
Well, see, that's why I have a small one. So yesterday, Talia and I decided to go get a tree.
Yeah.
And Talia goes, "Look, Mom, it's a cute tree. It's little like I am." So she chose a tree that was, 5 feet like she is. And then Tyler even said, "I like this little tree." Because again, our tree is
a big tree.
Well, I mean, our trees have always been 6 to 7 feet. And that's the way we've always had very, very, I like full,
full
figured things. Yes.
Yeah. It's small like Talia.
It's small like Talia, but it's full, right?
Yeah.
It's not like a skinny tree.
Tall as a tree. So like Talia's a tall tree and I'm almost taller.
It's a full tree, right?
And I'm 12 years old and she's 16 year old. Oh, and I've been to my dad's shoes.
And if I wanted to, I could wrap my, that's what I like. I like to wrap my arms around things. So it's a full figure tree.
You should not hug your tree. It's not recommended. You'll get sap and needles on you.
Tree, but I love the smell.
Well, you can sniff it.
I could be a tree hugger if I wanted to.
Yeah. Okay.
My sister's a tree hugger.
You'd have to go outside.
I brought the outside in.
You're ridiculous.
I can hug my tree.
You're so ridiculous.
I can hug my tree.
Wow, that's just, anyway.
So we're going to have go ahead.
We're
all over the place. Joey stopped listening like 40 minutes ago.
Mystery is going to be like, not my favorite. So going back to like all these celebrities, it's like, yeah, okay, so we're getting older, they're getting older, things are happening in life. Also, the universe is just like, yeah, fuck you. But I feel like none of the celebrity, it's sad for a minute. It's like, oh, bummer. But it's like, really, what exactly has Alan Thicke done recently that I'm like, oh, it is a complete bummer. I did see him on Family Feud this summer, but.
Fuller House. He did a cameo. I just watched him. Me and Tyler just watched him on Friday night.
Great, but it's not like it was an Oscar-winning performance.
No.
Like, Alan Rickman is never coming back for any Harry Potter movies. Like,
who the hell is Alan Rickman?
We just literally talked about that.
I know, but who is he really? He's that guy.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
The two of you, this whole family.
Snape.
This whole family, I swear.
Who is he?
He's Professor Snape in Harry Potter.
I don't know who that is.
She doesn't watch movies, Tyler.
Do you want to know who I thought Alan Rickman was?
What?
Who? God, do I want to know?
No.
Go on, Alaska, tell me.
There we go. How some of Felicia's pistachio.
God. Okay.
Okay. When you said Richtman, I thought it was that guy from, Richtman. What's it? Tell her what I'm trying to think of. Richtman, the guy who does Man Eats Food and Man Versus Food. Who is that, Tyler?
Isn't that Andy Richman?
No, that's another guy. Adam Richter. Adam Richman.
Richman.
You said Alan Richter?
Richton.
They all sound so similar. That's who I thought.
It's Richman. Richman. Corrections Department.
Yeah.
Have you seen Love Actually?
I have, actually.
So the boss. The guy with the glasses, with the secretary.
Yeah.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah, he was also an influential figure in Harry Potter movies.
I didn't watch Harry Potter.
You're not one of those. And by the way, Deadpool is definitely not for Tyler.
Why not?
No,
Did you watch it, Tyler?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, because Daddy and Uncle Mike said no, so, and Bridget says no, too.
There you go, all three.
Sorry, buddy.
There's
some things in there that I didn't even want to see.
So, movies coming up in the next couple weeks, because Christmas movies come out. Number one, I want to see Collateral Beauty.
Did you know that it came out today and Rolling Stone has listed the top 10 worst movies for 2016, and that is on the list?
Stop!
Also,
and I'm still going to go see it.
A bunch of people reviewed it, and they were like, I want my 96 minutes back.
Stop.
And one of my friends actually went and saw it, and he's like, I want to know who are these people that tell Will Smith that this movie is good.
All right, I'm not listening to any of that shit. I'm going to go watch it for myself.
Okay.
I am going to watch it for myself because I love that type of shit, and I love Will Smith, and I can't. It's one of those things, I'm not going to believe it until I see it.
Okay.
Okay, but and I also, have to.
Star Wars Rogue One came out today.
I don't give a fuck.
It's yeah. Bad.
Rogue One is, what are you talking about?
Love her.
I don't give a fuck about Star Wars.
What, you heard from the 12 year old?
Sing. The Pixar movie. It's
a kids movie I can't go to.
I love it.
Because I don't want to go because there will be children there. I can't deal with adults with their fucking cell phones in an adult movie. Never mind children moving around and dancing around. I will wait until it comes out on DirecTV. Okay. Or
and then what else is coming out in the Christmas season?
Well, Christmas season is here.
Right? So what else has come out like that's worth seeing?
I mean,
there's really not. There really weren't a lot of movies this year.
No. Well, no, there's not a lot of movies this year. Next year, you know, you got the 50 Shades Darker.
Which is stupid, but okay.
What are you talking about?
You saw the original and read the books and shit.
Yeah, and that's all terrible, but it's still like, it's nice to like, at least you can get some ideas, be like, oh, I missed that. Maybe that'll influence me in 2017. Because when I read the books, I'm like, oh, I missed that too. I miss doing that. Oh, okay. You know, the movie was terrible because the actors, you could just totally tell they hate each other and just like, well,
I'm not a fan of like watching or reading that shit. Like, I think it's all for,
The Midwest housewife.
It's for the people that don't really get that in real life, I guess.
But for people like me that have seen some shit, I'm like, giggle.
Exactly. Aww, like,
that's cute.
Like, I'm like, obviously people who don't actually do that stuff or never experience they fantasize about that stuff.
But also,
so that's why these movies and books work for them, because they don't experience it. For people like
because I know certain things that you will be like, nope, and that is
You know what I do and what I don't do.
Yes, and this is another reason why you wouldn't read the books or watch the movie, because
only two things I don't do.
And that's what, they don't do one of those things.
There's only two things I don't.
Yeah.
That leaves everything else on the table.
Yeah, they're two big things though.
They're not. Mm. I'll talk to you about one of them.
They're my partner tricks
of the day.
Oh, mystery.
Yo, mystery.
Joey's like, fuck this, I'm out. I love how I still have this narrative of Joey still listening to this. Because no one's going to listen to this. It's just you and I just talking, and we just pretend that people are going to listen to this. And you can call me out and be like, I listened. Great. Comment. Hashtag. Oh,
I listened.
Yeah. Hashtag I listened. Find us on Twitter.
And our new listeners.
Yes, but they're gonna take over.
I think this one might. I think even my new listener might phase out on this one.
Yeah, because I'm boring. No. That's why I'm here on a Friday night. I could be in San Francisco.
We're drinking cream liqueur, cream de pistachio.
Yeah.
By one of our friends.
Yes, which you already said.
But it's pretty good.
Which you already said.
Yeah.
So hopefully no one can rewind back to like minute 52.
Oh, God. All right.
Close. I got a song. Yep.
You do?
Just all right. Keep talking. Amazing.
Okay. So
you talk about your, like... You
we know. Are not... So we are going to take a short pause. We're going to do a year-end podcast, which is going to be number 50. So it's going to be kind of like, you know, a great milestone, way ahead of the homie cast, obviously. So we're going to miss Christmas. So we want to tell everyone, and Hanukkah's very late this year, actually.
It's on Christmas,
which is really kind of crazy that Hanukkah and Christmas are going to be the same. Honestly, it's crazy. So we want to say a happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas. I know Kwanzaa is another one that I don't know when that one is, but happy Kwanzaa to everybody. But it just so happens that we can say happy holidays because all of our holidays merge into one this year, which is amazing. So the next time we talk to you or you listen to us, we talk to you, whichever, it's going to be almost New Year's, and I'm going to be really excited, and we're going to have a special guest.
And hopefully Aleppo finally, like, finds some peace, and people start paying attention to that now that Standing Rock is done. You know about Aleppo, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, here we go. We are out, episode 49. Next time you hear us, bitches, it'll be episode 50. Alicia Unleashed. Out.
So we're going to keep with the train here on the Christmas music and New Kids on Block because I'm going to see them at Fenway.
Stop.